second topic. Gurudeva continues to influence us by the teachings. All who continue to put into practice the teachings he gave us, he continues to live through that. So, as I mentioned, one of the hardest things on the spiritual path is to receive a set of teachings and follow them. And it's kind of like going to the doctor. You go to one doctor and he tells you something and you do it for a while and you get tired of doing that. Right? It didn't really work. So you go to another doctor, get some other advice, do that for a while. That doesn't quite be what you want. Go to a third doctor, you know that pattern? Whereas, of course, you would have been better off following the advice of the first doctor more fully. So in the same instance with spiritual teachings, the mind likes to practice them for a while and then wants something new. Well, this is hard work. You know, maybe if I get another technique, it'll be easier. It's like getting hard instructions from the doctor, you know, lose 20 pounds. You say, oh, no. Better go to another doctor. This is too difficult. So, anyway, the idea is it's important to practice. And so, one of the things we're going to do when we finish this review is look at the personal advice we received from Gurudeva. We'll have a little exercise on that. Because it's very important to not forget the advice, the personal advice he gave us. You know, of course, there's a general teachings, but you know, all of us here receive some kind of personal advice from him at one point in our lives or many points in our lives, and we want to look at that advice and see if we're following it or not. So we'll come back to that at the end. So following the teachings is the second way in which Gurudeva lives on. And the third way is through the core mission activities. And so, of course, the core of the activities is the Adinam and the monks here. And Gurudeva is, one of his strengths was to document everything. He loved to create guidelines and rules and flows and everything. So for the monks, we have all kinds of flows to follow. And Nandinada Sutras have lots of sections for the monks, and the Saivite Shastras and the monastic vow books. And then for the initiated members, most of the guidelines for initiates are in the Nandinada Sutras. And for those who are studying Gurudeva's teachings, without being initiated, of course, the guidelines are given in the Master Course Trilogy. So by following the guidelines that he gave us, then we're perpetuating the mission in a very nice way. And the last point I made was, in summary, quite often when I'm sitting here, you know, pilgrims come in and we chit-chat and talk and they say, oh, you know, Gurudeva's presence, it feels so strong, you know, when I was in the temple, it felt like he was right there, or people will walk back and forth on the property and, you know, say that. And then so, the comment I like to make is that, you know, to those of us who live here, the monks, it always feels like Gurudeva is in the next room. You know, then you go in the next room, of course he's in the next room. Go in that room, he's in the next room. He's always in the next room. He feels that close, you know, he's there, but somehow when he goes to that room, he's not there, he's in the next room. Anyway, that's a quick summary of the Sun One Thought. There's more casual commentary. So, we need to pass out pencil and paper, so we're going to do a 10-minute exercise. Oh, those onions, don't they smell good? I think that's the way the appetite gets stimulated, is with all the wonderful smells ahead of time. When you're served the food, you're really hungry. Okay, so let's define this here. Okay. So, the idea is, many of us here today, in fact probably all of us, are blessed in having received specific personal advice from Gurudeva based upon his deep insights into our nature and karma. However, we need to reflect to make sure we are continuing to put all his advice into practice in our daily life. Perhaps we are neglecting to follow some of them because he's no longer scolding us. Right, that always helps. Therefore, you want to take 10 minutes or more to reflect on all the advice you have received. Take a piece of paper and divide it into two columns. Or you can fold it or draw a line down the middle, divide it into two columns. So on one side is for the advice you are following, and the other side is for the advice you are not. So try to write down in the appropriate column, you know, all the major advice. We're not talking about small things, but you know, all the major advice you've been given, and particularly we're trying to see, you know, what help you point out to yourself any major advice you received that you're forgetting to follow. And so the reason for this is that often the keys to solving the problems in our life have already been given to us in the form of personal advice from Gurudeva. However, the problems continue simply because we have not continued to implement his advice. Okay, so we'll take 10 minutes. I'm going to do it too.